Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be exceedingly glad. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where the sun shines bright, palm trees blowing in the wind. Beautiful city, beautiful city. Wish you were here. Today, you know, is a wonderful day to just thank God for all that he has done, you know, in your life and what he is doing right now. Think about what God is doing right now. Now, you may be having a bad time, but don't think of it as a bad time. Think it a day to give God some praise. Thank him for healing you. Thank him for delivering you. Thank him that he didn't cut you off in your sleep. Thank God for it. You know, you may say that, well, that's just small things, you know. Well, listen here. Thank him for the big things, too. You know, you got a job. You got money coming in. You got a car. Whether it's a push mobile or not, you still got something to push. You know what I'm talking about. Just thank him for it, and he'll give you something better. That's what you got to do today. Just thank God. And I thank God for you, you, and you that are listening. You know, those that listen on a continual basis by whatever means you're listening, or wherever you are in the United States, overseas, on the island, wherever you are, I thank God for you today. I want you to know that I love you. I really, really do. And those in the office here with me, Sister Diane and Deacon Mike, yes, they send their love to you too today. Oh, we appreciate them also for being here with me, giving me a hand. I thank God for it. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't God good? I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without him. Today, you know, we want to pray for Mother Jane Morrow there in Brooksville. They say she was at church, I believe, or somewhere, and she couldn't walk. Something happened to her legs, and we are praying right now. The enemy don't care how he get you, do you hear? And he'll strike you anytime, any place, and anywhere. He will do it. So, you know what? Be on God that you always have a praise. And I know Mother Morrow always have a praise on her lips. She sang God's praises all the time. Oh, and she sounds good, too. Glory be to God. She's a small package, but she got a dynamite voice. Oh, she sounds like she's a big woman, you know. Praise God, praise God. And I love her, and I'm sending my love to her and my prayers to her, and I want you to pray for her, too. Glory be to God. It could be you. You see what I'm saying? It could be you. The devil don't care. He don't discriminate. He is not prejudiced. He'll hit whoever, whatever color you are, whatever religious affiliation you have, he don't care. He will hit in your home, hit you and your grandmother. He'll hit anybody, you see, that would allow him to. But we are not going to take it today, are we? No, we're not. But we are praying also for Elizabeth Fayer's father. We're praying for him and his lungs, that God will open up his lungs, and as he open up his lungs, open up his spirit, that he may receive the spirit of the living God and begin to walk in Jesus. And all right, we thank God for it today. We're going to believe God that he's going to do that, aren't we? And we're going to pray for Vivian, also of Maryland. Vivian in Maryland, we are praying for you today. Lord, touch Vivian right now, wherever she is. Touch her family, her children right now. In the name of Jesus, bring them under the subjection of the word. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch Dwayne right now. Touch Dwayne wherever he is, God. Touch his heart condition right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, Father. Touching Wayne right now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask you to touch all the pastors that are going through, Father, the different ones that are going through. We asking you right now to continue to touch Mayan Brown, Lord. Continue to touch her till we hear that she has been delivered, that you have healed and delivered her. And we thank you for it today, Father. We thank you for meeting needs today, the needs of your people today, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for it today, God. Father, we thank you for touching CJ today, God, who has been stabbed 14 times. We want you to touch him. Touch him. Lord, let that be a light that God spared his life. Father, after all that, God, that he will come to you, give himself to you, Father God, and worship and praise you for your mighty acts, because it's you that took care of him, that he could have been dead and gone. And we thank you for it today. Lord, we thank you for it today. Many of our young people, Father, are being into so much, getting into so much, and the enemy is trying to cut them off before they get to their full purpose. And, Lord, we pray today, Lord, that you touch somebody's son, somebody's daughter right now, that the enemy, Lord, keep pulling at them to get them into his field. Father, we rebuke Biden and we cast him out right now in the name of Jesus, in right now, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, God, he even touching the babies, oh, Lord. He touched them, giving them cancer and all kind of diseases. Father God, and being abused. Father, every man or woman that would try to abuse a child, we bind that hand of Satan. We cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Any pedophile, dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Don't you touch another child in Jesus' name. Lord God, and every other witch, warlock, Lord, and every other one that is bothering children, Lord, we praying for ISIS over there, Lord, that it would be null and void. God, that it would drop from its root source today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we pray for the United States deliverance, that we be delivered from accepting in and everything, God, just because, Father God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, set us free, Father. Oh, God, of what we stood for in the beginning. Bring us back, God, to where we once believed, Lord. Bring us back, Lord, where we was a nation that prayed and called on you and believed in you. Bring us back today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, God, we call on you. We ask you to have mercy on us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. For those that are praying and praying on a continual basis, Father, we ask that you touch them today, that they will continue to pray for these United States, God, our home, our neighborhoods, Father God, our country, our states, God, and pray for the government that controls everything that has been infiltrated by the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment of infiltration where the enemy has come in and took over. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we will not have any sellouts right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, make us every whit whole here in the state that we will come back to you, Father God Almighty. And we will pray continually for that purpose, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we praying for the churches, Lord God, that has went by way of the devil. We praying for them today also, Father God, that has walked over on the dark side. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that the light will come unto them right now, Father. They will fold up and dry out right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you today, God, for seeing about your children. We thank you, Lord God, for encouraging them right now, those that you call, God. We thank you for encouraging them right now in Jesus' mighty name. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen and amen, somebody. Hallelujah. It's, you know what, we can never get through praying because there's so much going on in the entire world that we will never get finished praying. Oh, we should have thousands and millions of prayer warriors praying all over the world. I mean, really praying and calling on the Lord, fasting and praying and calling on the name of the Lord, because there's so much going on, so much evilness is going on and wickedness is going on. The enemy is loose, you know, today, praise God. The enemy seems to have a field day with God's people, and you're allowing them to. Huh? This is the whole thing, is you are allowing them to have freeway in your life. You're thinking that's the power. I tell you right now, that is not the power. The power is God Almighty, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Right now, that is the God that we are serving today. That God is what we are serving. And we appreciate what he do for us. He give his only begotten Son, Jesus, to us and for us, that he will be through us, you know, today. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know. I'm just feeling like we ought to just call on the name of the Lord more and more. You hear what I'm saying? We should pray always, like the Bible say, and faint not. You know, we should uphold the name of Jesus, you know, because when you see the enemy trying to take Jesus out of everything, you know it's time for you to pray. You know it's time for you to, how you say, update your prayer life. Where you done lagged, you need to come on up now. Come on up, because things are going on and they are happening faster and faster. You wake up in the morning and something brand new, he started all over again to keep you from calling on Jesus. Everybody can't pray. You can't pray in school. You can't pray on the football or basketball field. You can't pray in the courthouse. And everywhere where people are subject to be hurt, everywhere where children are subject to be molested and hurt in some kind of way, they are taking God out. In the courtroom where God ought to be on every wall, every door in the courtroom, with all the criminals and the evilness that is there, they want to take God out. Now, you know there ain't nothing but the devil. You know God ain't doing no such thing like that. My God, come on, people of God, let's get together. Let's stop fighting each other. Let's stop bickering about the non-essentials and all of that. Do you hear me today? Glory be to God. It's time for us to pray. The sound is in the air now. The war sound is going on. There is a war. Pardon me, going on. And it's after your young people. It's after you, after your household, your church, your job. It's after all of that. And you ought to hear the sound right now. That sound is going on right now for you to march in this army, to get up and be counted among those that are sanctified. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I preach, I'm still praying and calling things that be not as though they already were. We calling peace into our world. We're calling peace into the White House, peace into our house, peace into the greenhouse and every other house. We are calling peace today. Hallelujah. This should be the worldwide peace day that we call peace in. Somebody ought to sound the alarm right now. Glory be to God. My. We ought to sound the alarm. Are you ready to sound the alarm? My, I sure hope you are. I was trying to give you a little word, this little, my little word of inspiration that I give every day, but I kind of got caught up in there. And the word was, the truly great are the most grateful, the most inspiring are the most inspired, the most convincing are the most convinced, the most pleasing are the most pleasant. The truly great are the most grateful, the most inspiring are the most inspired, the most convincing are the most convinced, the most pleasing are the most pleasant. Ah, take those words with you. How grateful are you today? How convinced today? Huh? You need to be convinced enough that you can convince somebody else. But I'm finding out something. Half of the people that talk about Jesus is not convinced themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying? That he's real. You hear what I'm saying? Soon as something happens, they go the other way. They try to take down. They try to do things themselves instead of trusting and believing in God. I hope you're not one of those. Oh, no, no, no. I hope you still depend on God. Still remember who saved you, who raised you, who took you out of the bellies of hell. You should remember that today. Glory be to God. Who has made a way for you when there was no way? You know, when you just missed getting killed in that accident, or something happened, or you just happened to just escape a time when somebody was doing a shoot 'em up and bang bang somewhere in your neighborhood. You just missed them bullets, didn't you? Oh, can't you see how God has kept you? Can't you see how goodness and mercy has been there with you all the way? Lord, you ought to say praise God, hallelujah. If I don't do nothing else, hallelujah, I can just start praising God and hallelujah. And the enemy sent people to try to destroy you in all kind of ways and put all kind of portions around and everything, and you made it through, didn't you? Oh, yes, you did. You made it through. You still here in your right mind. They tried to drive you crazy, too, but you still got your right mind. You got a mind to serve God, don't you? I know you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. This should be your day of praise. Hallelujah. Praise him for the peace that passes all understanding. Praise him anyhow. If you don't feel like it, praise him. I'm praising him, and the enemy try to hit my voice every time, don't it? But you know one thing, I'm still praising God anyhow. Glory to God. We're going to praise him through the storm. Yes, we are. Aren't you praising him through your storm? You got many storms. You say, well, I don't see but half a rainbow. Just keep looking, huh? The cloud's going to go all the way away, and the rainbow going to appear. Yes, it is, because it always appears after the storm, don't it? My God, God always have something good for you. Behind every dark cloud, they say, is a silver lining. Oh, my God, you ought to take that. Glory to God and just praise God for that. The dark cloud is past, and you have a silver lining right now. And then when you have a silver lining, you think about the cliche, say everything that you touch, it turns to gold, because you got the Midas touch. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Ain't God good to you today? You know he good. He woke you up this morning, didn't he? Do you you have lights in your house? Yeah, glory be to God. You thank God for the lights. Thank God for your bathroom. Thank God for your kitchen. Thank God for everything that you have right now, because you could not have had anything at all. You could have been outdoors under the stars, but God saw fit to bless you. Yes, he did. He blessed you real good. Oh, glory be to God. He blessed you so good. Now, I can preach a message to you, hallelujah, but I'd like to encourage you, too, to keep on keeping on, because so many people are discouraged today the way things are going on in the world. And they're getting really finicky about what's going on, how we going to make it and how we do. That's not your concern. Just keep praising God and watch him work. Let him take care of all that. You can't do nothing anyhow. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do about it but pray. And if you do that enough, things will start happening in your behalf. Is that right? I know. Glory be to God. But I just feel like praising the Lord. When I go through a battle, I just feel like praising the God. You know what? He don't care if he hits your body. He have no respect to place in your body. He'll hit you from your head to your toe and everything in between. That devil will come up and you ain't had no kind of pain. Hey, you ain't had no sickness or nothing. And all of a sudden, there's something come. And then when you go to the doctor, he going to give you bad news. I think he just be practicing anyhow, and he don't know what's wrong either. You know what I'm talking about? Ah, Lord. So you got to depend on God. Don't care which way you go, don't you? Yeah, you don't want to depend on him, do you? Oh, my God. It's time to just get rid of all that old stuff and start thanking God for your healing, your deliverance, for your substance. Whatever you need, God got it. So start thanking him for it right now, whatever you need. Start thanking him for the joy that you don't have. You done lost somewhere because you had so many problems, so many trials, so many situations occurring in your life till you just lost all your joy, didn't you? Well, I'm here to tell you today the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So you can get that strength back right now. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Let me see you wiggle a little bit. Jump up and down. Pat your feet. Shake your hips. Shake your shoulders or something. Shake something. When you shake, shake all unnecessary stuff off, that doubt off, that unbelief off. Oh, shake it off right now. Shake him off. You know that devil ain't nothing but a liar anyhow. Shake that liar off you. Because you done carried him around too long. He done told you too many lies and you believe them. Now today you're going to start believing. Right now, this is a new day just for you. A new day just for you. Now, you know, all I was going to talk about today was you worrying, huh? You worrying, huh? I just went on, didn't I? Hallelujah, glory be to God, but it's like this. This is time to talk about it, so you know I'll talk about it, don't you? Praise God, praise God. I'm going to talk about you and your worry wart self. You know you're worrying all the time. Every time you run around, you're worrying on. And what is worry do, huh? It's like a thief. Worry is nothing but like a what? A thief. And you know what a thief came to do, don't you? He came to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's all the thief do, huh? And when that thief come, what does he do? He robs you of the joy God wants you to have and want you to experience. Now you know he do. You used to have joy and you messed around and you was worrying about Johnny and worrying about every little thing and who my man is out with and oh, you just worry about unnecessary things. Isn't that right? Now we gonna talk about this worry walk now. You know, you use a worry walk. But let me give you some scripture to go with this before I get started. You know, I get started, I'll be gone, done. All right, St. Luke, the 10th chapter is where we're starting at. And starting at the, we're going to just start at the 38th verse, okay? And read on. I'm going to read a little bit here. Now, just give me your full attention. It said, now it came to pass, on the 38th verse, now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now, that was Martha's house. You hear what I'm saying now? And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Did you hear what he said? Jesus told her that now, huh? Now, ladies, now I ain't telling you don't clean your house, because you and your husband or whatever going to have a problem if you don't clean your house. The man of God is there, and Jesus has come to your house. Which part would you choose? I think cooking and the cleaning will have to wait. This is the time you're going to have to fast, because you're going to be very attentive to that word, because there is a word there for you, something to give you everlasting life, huh? See? So here was Martha being worried about serving and everything. Now, naturally, she wanted to please the Lord, you know, and I believe the Lord really, you know, liked that. I'd like that too, you understand? But here was the time. See, we choose the wrong time to do some things. Do you understand? Praise God. And she had took the wrong time here, and Mary took this time to hear what Jesus said, because he wasn't going to pass by there no more. You know, this is the time that she need to hear what Jesus is saying. See, sometimes when it's important, what we do, we get busy, and the devil make you busy where you can't hear.
Come on now.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Come on now.
You don't get nothing. Now, say, for instance, you in church, and there's a prophet there, apostle, a preacher, whatever, who's there, and they have the word of God. They come to bring you a word, huh? But instead of you listening for the word, what is going on, huh? You either got your children there, and sit down, Joey, and popping Joey and everything, and telling Joey to shut up, and all this kind of thing you doing, or you and Sister Mary sitting next to you, hunching you, talking about listen, and talk, y'all talking, holding a conversation, or you texting or something there up in church. You see, the devil have given you a spirit of distraction, and you ain't heard what God is saying. So you are like Martha. You are coming about things that are non-essential. They are not important. Do you get me? Those were not important things. So he took you from the word that you needed to hear. So when you go home, you didn't go home with nothing. You just went to church and lost your time. That's all. You just lost some time. Went to church and lost some time going home and just going to sleep, and you ain't got no word in you. Do you get it? See, so thereby you a worry, Walt, and you got God. But you said, but I had a problem when it come. I didn't get my problem solved. No, how can you? You allow the enemy to distract you. Do you get the picture here? This is what you've done. But let me tell you. Now, when worry comes down, there's two things: that we don't get what we need, or that we'll lose what we got. Did you hear that? We'll either get what we need or lose what we got. That's all worry will do, huh? And that's why you see Martha was worried. Why she wasn't getting nothing. What was she getting? She just looking on Jesus, that's all. She ain't heard nothing. Do you see what I'm saying? So where's your attention today? Come on now. Where's your attention today? Talk to me now. Now, you know, they invited Jesus to dinner, you know, and all that. And I guess she wanted to make the best dinner there was. All of us women would think that, you know. Oh, we want to make sure he have a good dinner. And he liked that dinner. And he talked about how good we treated him out of hospitality. You know how you talk. You know how you say. And you be all coming about trying to make everything just right. And Jesus' only thing was at that time was what? Giving the word, because he knew his time was alone. Come on now, you see. So he had to give it while he had it, while he was giving, while it was time to give it, brother. See, so she worked hard for that dinner, you know. She worked hard in the kitchen. You know how women do. They work hard in the kitchen to make a good cake. What kind of cake you like, Jesus? Okay, you see, we do all these kind of things to please people, and that is not sufficient. You know one thing? They ain't even thinking about that at that time. We're thinking about that word. The word is most important. Do you get it? It is very important, huh? So that's why Martha asked her that. Ask Jesus that, brother. Huh? Hey, well, you going to let her come over here and help me do some of this cooking? What would you tell her? Huh? You started it, finish it. You know, you tell her something like that. So worry makes us forget who's servant and who's the Lord. That's what worry does. Now, let's talk about these three things in this story. One, Martha was busy serving, but she wasn't enjoying it. She wasn't having no fun. Because if she was having fun, she wouldn't have called for Mary, would she? Huh? She wasn't having no fun and cleaning, doing whatever she was doing, making that dinner. You know she wanted to please Jesus, right? She wanted to please him, but hey, what can you say? Jesus wasn't coming about that kind of thing at that time. It's just what she had, what she did. She just allowed work, huh? Her work for the Lord to become more important to her than her relationship. Do you get it? Now, that's what we do most of the time, huh? We work diligently. Some people work diligently for the church. They don't have no time for prayer. They don't have time to pray and seek God. They don't have time to have a relationship with God. They're either too busy building a cathedral that seats 20,000 to 25,000 people than they ought to have a relationship with God. Have you seen them? They're busy working, but they don't have that relationship. Now, what kind of relationship you had? Huh? Now, has that happened to you? Did you know somebody that happened to? Do you know somebody that happened to? Come on, tell me now. Now, two, Satan didn't take Martha out of the kitchen, stole her purpose for being there. Now, ain't that strange? Think about that, huh? Satan doesn't turn you against the church. He just makes you focus on yourself. He don't take away your ministry. He just discourages you by saying you're overworked and not appreciated. You know he tells you that. You say they don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate nothing I do. How you know? Huh? You don't talk to them. Huh? You don't talk to the people, so how are they going to show you appreciation? You don't have time. You're too busy. You're so busy until you don't have a relationship with God nor with your preacher, with your pastor. Huh? Come on, help me out here, somebody. Now, if it's wrong, you know, you just call at this number, 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. You just call if you think that's wrong, you see, because the devil gets you to focus on yourself. Huh? You can minister all you want, and you can say, I'm a minister all I want to, but I'm saying they don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate what I do or what I give. Well, you don't give that often in the first place, huh? You don't give what you should give. You give what you want to give. Huh? Come on now. So Satan got you blinded. He got you in the kitchen. You hear? And when you're in the kitchen, you're worried, what? Because you don't know about helping me cook. Ain't nobody helping me get this dinner on the table. Jesus is here and we want to feed him.
Help me, Lord.
Huh? We complain. Do you hear me? Ain't you complaining? Oh, yeah. And you're saying, well, I'm so overworked. I got to do all of this. I had to scrub the floor. I got to prep the food. I got to cook the food. And I got to clean up the kitchen even much afterward. Are you so overworked? And I'm so tired. And I'm too tired to hear the word. See what I'm saying? The devil fooled you. Huh? He took you right on out of your rest. He took you out of your relationship with God. Huh? Come on, think about it. Now, God values your attitude more than your actions. What kind of attitude you got? Think about it now. Think about what you do now. Do everything without complaining. Are you complaining? Are you complaining is what I want to know. Let me tell you what Philippians 2 says and 14. He says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Listen why. In the 15th verse here. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Now, you're supposed to hold your light up. You're supposed to hold your light up, not be a word wolf. Show your relationship with God. Show that you're in good standing with God. This is what you need to do. Show that you're in good standing with him. Or are you in good standing with him? Are you in good standing with God? I don't know whether you're in good standing with God or not. Praise God, only you know that. I know. But let's look like this here now. God has given you something more than you realize. He's given you the ability to recover all that you've lost. Now, you lost stuff, and that's got you bitter and cantankerous and everything, and keep you out of source, and you don't have no joy anymore. And this is what's going on in the world today. People are angry and mad. What are you mad about? You caused this on yourself by the choices you made. Huh? You caused this by the choices that you made. Come on now, think about it. Now, you have a choice right now. Now, Martha made her choice and Mary made her choice. They both made the choices. Who reaped the most? Mary, because she chose the best part. What Jesus told her, Mary chose the best.
Come on now.
Are you going to choose the best or are you going to choose the worst? Are you going to choose the where there's nothing, everything is dried up? You choose to disobey God so things can dry up for you. And then after then you want to complain. Come on now. See? Now you're going to have to choose the right thing. You're going to have to either sit at his feet or stand at your table. Come on. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, you need to keep having a devotion to God. You need to keep your mind stayed on him day in and day out. You need to get rid of the nasty attitude, that attitude of complaining all the time. Normal person, human, gonna complain, may complain sometimes, but not all the time. Now, every time you look, you complain about this and you complain about that, you complain about the other. That's sickness, disheartening. Anybody see you, they ain't going to never want to come to the Lord. They're going to say, God, what I'm going there for? He can't do nothing. I see that Christian over there is always complaining, and he's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, well, I don't want it if that's the way it is. Now, you would say that yourself now, wouldn't you? If somebody be, every time you look, they complaining. And let me tell you something else that complaining to do. It will dishearten that person, and that person be wondering, well, I thought I had faith all this time. You know, and you were looking up into that person, and every time you look, that person is complaining, and it kind of damaged your faith. Mm-hmm. Come on now, think about it. Think about it, huh? Mm-mm. No, sir. I thank God that I'm healed. I thank God I'm delivered. You know, start thanking God, and I tell you, a good way to fix that complaining person, say, hallelujah, Jesus. Just start saying, hallelujah, God, I thank you for all that you've done for me, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, how you woke me up this morning, Lord, clothing me right in mind, and I was thanking you for a brand new day and brand new mercies. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. You just start preaching to them. And they'll learn, don't complain to you no more. You see what I'm saying? They will stop complaining to you when you start preaching to them. They say, oh, my goodness, is she finna start again? I don't want to hear all that, so I ain't going to say nothing to her or him no more. See, you got to find that way to cut the devil off when he's trying to intercept your praises, when he's trying to intercept your faith of how you and believe God and you trust God. And don't get around the one that ain't got no money, talking about they ain't got none, but they got a pocket full, but they ain't going to give God none and you either. Huh? See? You don't even want to hear that. Close your ears. Because if you listen to those complainers, you will never give God anything. Hello? Woo-hoo. And next thing you do, you be a worrywart. Huh? Well, I ain't got no groceries. How am I going to feed my family? How am I got no gas? How am I going to get down the street? How am I going to get to work? How am I going to get to church? If you got money to go everywhere else and gas to go everywhere else, you can get to church. I hate to hear that when I know there's people with money and they got money. I don't care if it's a check. If it's a welfare check, you take it and go buy liquor and weed and smoke them up and everything so you can give it to God. God will bless you at least. That weed ain't going to do nothing, make you high for 5 minutes and then you're looking for some more. See? Oh, yeah, I'm getting in your business. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about it if you don't like it. Well, hang up then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you about it. It doesn't make any sense when God is working for you in your behalf and he's trying to bless you and you keep fighting him and rejecting him, you see. And then after you reject him, you begin to be a worrywart. You start worrying and worrying and worrying after that. You know you do. Come on, talk about it. Think about it now. God trying to give you life and you trying to get death all the time. You see? Come on now. You know that's the truth. Praise God. So it's time not to be a worrywart. It's time to stop worrying about unnecessary things that you don't have no business worrying about. They're not for you to worry about. He said, turn it over to Jesus, and he'll make everything all right. Just turn it all over to the Lord. Something that you can't handle, something you think you can't handle, you can't get through it. No, you cannot get through it by yourself. You need help. You need help of someone stronger than you are. Stop being so prideful. I know I'm strong, and you're just as weak as a sheet of paper. Huh? But you say you're strong. and you don't want to call on somebody that God has placed in your life to help you through that situation or whatever. Or either, if nothing else, just to listen to you. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard the testimony of this engineer here, Diane. I was away, you know, in New York one time, and she was going through a great trial, and she didn't know nothing else to do because she was going to get in trouble if she did what she thought to do. And she called me and talked all night long. And I listened. I listened till dawn in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. She was still talking. I let her talk it out. Kept her from thinking about doing what she was thought about doing. You see? And sometimes that helps, do you know? I know it used to help me years ago when I was going through in New York myself. You know, I was going through a great trial, and there was a lady, little old lady, about 80-something years old. She used to talk to me, and she used to try to make funny things so I can laugh and don't think about the problem. It worked, too. I didn't think about him for a while. Didn't think about him. And you know, you start devil play with your mind, make you want to do some stupid stuff that you know going to get you in trouble. But you walk on out there and let him put it in your mind to do some dumb something. Huh? Come on, you know that's you. You know you do it. So don't let him make you do these things. Let him put these things in your mind. Distract you from walking upright before the Lord. He distracts you from standing on the word. He distracts you all the time from having a right relationship with God. Now, you know he distracts you from that. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he do. So you're going to do better, right? I know you're going to do better because you are the light of the world. So let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, let's see what Brother Deacon Mike going to say.
Thank you. I thought you was going to go ahead on there. Apostle, you was getting crunk up there, you know. Should have kept on going there. You was out there, you know. You know, when we talk about people. You know when you talk about how people do make these decisions that we make, you know, we all have in the past made weird or bad decisions. Just say it like that. Some of them be so weird and out there that we don't even understand what we did. You know, but you know, thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace, because without Him we wouldn't be here because of them bad decisions we made. You know, and God keeps us, and the Holy Ghost keep us away from some other bad decision we was going to make. You know, and that's what we got to look at, it, how the Holy Ghost keeps us, how God keeps us out of in danger, how God keeps us out of these things. You know, like Apostle say, the right person be in there for you to talk to or to listen to you, get it off your chest. But that's still up to you. You still have to make that decision to do so. And that's where the problem comes in at, because a lot of people think they can handle it themselves. And knowing you can't handle it yourself, ain't nothing never did come out right but you handle it yourself. Why should you do it now? Now, I remember a time I was reading a book way back. It was on Carlos Marcello, I think it was. And his motto was, three can keep a secret if two are dead. So you know what his thinking was. You know, if he was going to do something, he going to do it by himself. So he didn't need nobody else. And see, that was the main purpose of it. He didn't need anybody else. And that's what you think. So way back in the day, I thought about that, and I wanted that to be my motto too. You know, but I kept me in the whole bunch of stuff because of the fact who was going to watch my back. You know, when you think about that, you got nobody to watch your back. you know, you got nobody but God to watch your back. Now, I'm going to just tell you like it is now. That's the only person going to watch your back. Because of the fact you can't depend on man to watch your back, and you definitely can't watch your own back, how are you going to see in front and behind you too? You know, that ain't happening, not unless you have a mirror. You know, you're going to walk around with a mirror in your hand all day, and that ain't going to work because you're going to bump into something. You know, but see, no, people don't understand that we need to work together to get things done. But you know, a lot of times we don't work together to get things done. A lot of times people get so far involved in self, and that's where God comes in at. We got to take self out of the picture. We got to make sure that we get into God a little deeper and get into the Word a little deeper, because of the fact self will stay in the way. And I think we were talking about this Sunday and yesterday about being self and about the will of God. And, you know, when we enter the will of God, we'll take away self. And once we get into the will of God, self is on the wayside. Self is on the side of you. So let's get out of self. Let's try to get into Jesus, get into the Word of God, get into the Holy Spirit. But first of all, we got to listen to the Holy Spirit. We got to be attentive to this. We got to be really attentive to that, because the Holy Spirit is sensitive. But a lot of times, you sensitive too. You know, so you want to be so sensitive till you more sensitive than the Holy Ghost. Think about that. How can you be more sensitive than the Holy Ghost? You know, you can't worry about their sensitivity when we're dealing with these things, because something is always going to come in the way. Something is always going to block you. Something is always going to do something. Because the more and the closer you get to God, the more things happen to you, the more these things come. But you got to stand tall and stand firm. Just think of it this way. It's only a test. Think about your life. Go back and look at your life and think about where you were and where you're at today. Think about where you came from and where you're at now. You know, and this is where we got to look at. We got to look behind us and see where we came from. Now, once we see where we came from, we look at where we're at now. Now, once you find out where you're at now, then you can know where you're going and how you're heading. You know, and people keep heading into that same brick wall because they keep doing the same things over again, expecting a different outcome. You can't expect a different outcome when you're doing the same thing over again. You got to look at the same outcome. Now, we have to revert back to ourselves. In order to look for a different outcome, we got to get self out the way. We got to get that pig-headedness out the way, because, you know, we can be stubborn as a mule and stubborn as a pig. You know, so therefore, we got to get that out of the way, because once we get that pig-headedness out the way, we can do something. We can get into something once we get these things out of our way, get these things out of our directions and out of what we're doing, because people always are going, somebody's going to be in the way. But we got to learn how to get involved in these things. We got to learn how to get involved with Jesus, get more in tune with the Lord, because at the way this world is going, we need to be closer. I mean, we need to be closer now than we ever used to be, because before you was getting away with a lot of things. You can't get away with a lot of things now because God is with us. God is with us, and he's watching us, and he's helping us through. And we need to understand that God is helping us through our tough times. God is helping us through the good times. But do we exalt him during the good times? Do we exalt him during the bad times? Because there's always something going to come up, but we got to learn to praise him anyhow. We got to learn to praise God anyhow, because that test is only for us. That testimony is in us for us to learn that we praised him anyhow. When the chips are down, can you praise him anyhow? That's the main question. Can you praise God anyhow when the chips are down, when things are coming? That's the point. And that's what we got to learn to do. That's what man has to learn to do, is to praise God when the chips are down. Because usually when the chips are down, a lot of people run. they run the opposite direction, or they run this way, that way, or they console the wrong people. They console people who want to hold you down instead of help you up. And that's what we need to understand. We need to get out of that mold, because we talk to people who are no good for us. We know the people no good for us, but we still deal with them anyway. You know, it's all right to say hello and goodbye and how's your day, but the point of the matter is you don't stay there and you deal with theirs and you deal with you too. And that's what you got to get into. You got to get into self. You got to get out of self in these cases. Because when you come unto the Lord, that's a self case. Because you're the only one can go to heaven. You can't take nobody else with you, and nobody else can come with you. That has to be on your own. That's a self case, and that's the way it is, and that's what the Lord is telling you. You got to clear this hurdle on your own. That's where we got to go, on our own, on this hurdle. So when you study and you pray and you study and pray and study. And that's how you got to get through, and you got to get it through. Because God will give you an answer, but you got to be sincere when you ask. That's the point. You have to be sincere when you come through. Now, anything you do, you're usually sincere about it. Even when you was doing something bad, you were sincere about doing it because you wouldn't have never did it. So why not be sincere with God?
Come on, man.
Why not step into the light and the marvelous light of God instead of staying in the shadows all the time? Let's get into that too. Because a lot of times we be in the shadow, we be in the dark. Why should you be in the dark? Why should not be in the dark? Be in the light. You have to be in the light these days.
Amen.
Not be in the dark.
Hallelujah.
You can't feel your way around because it's too pitch black and it's too dark.
Jesus.
But see, I can see my light at the end of my tunnel. Can you see yours?
Jesus,
the problem is I want to get closer to that light. I don't want that light to get far away. I'm getting closer to it now, but I want to get closer. I want it to get closer and closer till it envelops me and it's all the way bright. I don't want to be far away in the distance from the light.
Thank you.
I don't want to see a little pinhole in the darkness, and that's a little teeny weeny light. I want to see the marvelous bright light. And that's when I'm asking you today to see the marvelous light, to get that dark cloud of darkness from over you, to get that cloud from around you, to get into the marvelous light. Step out into the sunlight, get out of the shade. You understand? Although the sun might be a little hot, but get into the sunlight. Because you know the sunlight has that vitamin D for your skin anyway. You just can't be in it too long. But you know, that's the way that is. You know, you can't be in anything too long these days except for Jesus. You know, but you stay in Jesus long enough, you'll see the reward. And that's what we're getting into. But this is Deacon Michael talking, and I'll pass it over to Sister Diane now. In Jesus' name, I thank you for listening to me ramble. So, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Praise be to God. I tell you, God is an awesome God. What Psalms 27 say? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And you know, when you drop down to the fourth verse, it says, one thing have I desire of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So trust in God, seek him first, and I tell you, God is an awesome God. He will work it out, because who better to get your back than the God we serve? I tell you, God is good. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com /time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. You can write it on a piece of paper, the site, the phone number. If they need prayer, they can call in during that time, and we will pray for you live on air. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. On Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying, and that's every Monday at 3 p.m. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.